We are heading into flu season, and this year's vaccine has been tweaked in hopes that it will better match the current influenza viruses. But it turns out flu vaccines are not as effective in people who are overweight or obese, which is most Americans. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris reports on efforts to design a more effective vaccine.
This shortcoming with the flu vaccine caught Stacy Schultz-Cherry's attention a decade ago.
It really started during the 2009 pandemic.
That was the first major flu outbreak of the century, and medical researchers noticed that it was taking a particular toll not only on the young and the elderly, but on people who were significantly overweight.
Obesity may be a high risk factor for developing severe influenza infection, and we had never seen that before.
Schultz-Cherry at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital started digging into the details to understand what's going on.
The virus is able to grow to higher titers and spread deeper in your lungs, which is not what you want during an influenza infection.
And when you say titers, you mean concentrations of virus.
Exactly.
And people weren't simply getting sicker, they were also more likely to spread the disease. That has the potential to amplify a flu outbreak. Schultz-Cherry says this point is highlighted in one study at the University of Maryland.
The students that were overweight obese actually had more virus coming out in their exhaled breath.
Another colleague of Schultz-Cherry studied families in Nicaragua during flu season.
And she had found that overweight obese people shed virus actually much longer.
What's particularly disturbing for us is the fact that the vaccine doesn't work as well.
That's Melinda Beck, a professor of nutrition at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's been studying the effect of obesity on a person's ability to fend off infections.
And influenza is one of my favorite viruses, so that seemed a natural thing to study.
She looked at the two different parts of the immune system, one involving antibodies, proteins that can neutralize viruses, the other being the cells that join in the fight against disease.
So you usually think of the vaccine as protecting you with antibodies. And in fact, obese people could make a nice antibody response, but it's these other kinds of immune cells that are called T cells that they just fail to respond.
She believes that's because as people become overweight, their metabolism changes. And that shift affects many cells, including immune system cells.
And this is what we see in elderly people. Sometimes they can make an antibody response, but it's their T cells that aren't functioning, and so they can still get infected with flu even though they've been vaccinated. So, for example, a 30-year-old obese person has the immune cells that look a lot like what you might expect in an 80-year-old individual.
Flu vaccines don't work so well in older people either. So it's possible improvements in the vaccine will help both people who are older as well as those who are overweight. Stacy Schultz-Cherry is part of a new federal effort to come up with a next-generation flu vaccine.
Our hope is that we can find a vaccine that will work for everybody, but especially for these higher-risk populations.
That will take many years. In the meantime, Schultz-Cherry says it's still important for everyone to get vaccinated. People of all body types are at higher risk of heart attack or stroke if they get the flu.
So there's a lot of reasons to get the flu shot, even if it doesn't work as well as we want in this high-risk population.
Richard Harris, NPR News.